Good afternoon, Wayne Jeffries. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Megan, it's Mick.
How you doing, Mick?
Good. I was
good.
Eating lunch, and I guess Jeff called.
Yep, let me get him for you. Hold on just a moment.
Awesome. Excuse me.
The traditional four C's are very important when picking out a diamond. Here at William Jeffries Jewelers, we promise a higher level of four C's: curated, custom, committed, and caring. Please stay on the line and one of our caring staff members will be with you shortly. You can also send text messages directly to our team. Just visit our website.
Hey.
How
are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Good. Did you have a fun weekend?
It was just a weekend. How about you?
Yeah, same. Just another weekend getting ready. You know, Christmas is coming.
Faster than anyone wants to admit, I think.
Yeah, you know, just surprisingly coming before you know it. You were calling earlier about the memo for the moon pendant.
I was looking more for clarity on that moon pendant.
Yeah, we're all looking for clarity on all of this because, like, I sold a pair of diamond studs.
Okay.
So how is this going to work? Do I just... When I call you and say, I sold a pair of diamond studs, you're going to invoice me for those and memo me its replacement?
That's correct.
And is that the same, that's not the same thing with the moon pendant?
The moon pendant would fall under asset, so that you purchase as replaced.
Okay. So then you sent it to me on a memo just for approval of it? Is that
you were out of town. You were in Belgium, I believe, or you had gone.
Right.
You were, and I knew at that point in time you have a combination, if I'm not mistaken, of white gold and yellow gold to show your clients that they could be had in either one.
Yes.
It's my understanding that it was a half-carat center stone that sold at that moment.
Yes.
The only thing that we had in stock, because those are made as replacement is needed currently.
Right.
The only thing we had to be of like color was a quarter carat. So I have in my head, I want to say that I sent it so that you had your color decision, you know, your color differences, but I sent that one on memo until we got the half carat in, mounted, and ready to go for you.
Got it.
Right.
So, okay. So I'm going to stuff this one in the case.
Yes.
On memo, and you're going to, when the half carat's ready, that's going to come and we're going to swap, or do you just want to invoice me for this one and call me when you get a half, and by then hopefully I've sold one or two more?
That honestly, that's to your discretion.
Just invoice me. Just invoice me for this. It's too complicated for us to have some on. Like, I'd rather have a consistent, all my moons are owned.
Okay.
And that way everybody knows that when they sell a pair of studs, they call you, they get a replacement in its place. Did they ask for the replacement? Do you know?
They did not, and I actually have a I have a way that we can really simplify this that takes it out of your hands. If I
sending in some sort of a worksheet for them to just inventory once a week?
It actually is. All we do is we ask you to sign up with Big, and Big takes care of it. Every week we get a sold situation where if
we're already with Big.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Don't you already? I think with you too.
Okay. I don't see that in my system. So all I have to do is speak with Sam, and then we can figure it
okay.
out. I can figure it out from there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, make sure we are. If not, send me whatever I need to sign so that we can make
yep.
that work.
Yeah, that
okay.
simplifies a ton. So I'll just double check
yeah.
with him. Maybe I just missed it.
Okay, no worries.
All right.
Thank you. What did we sell in the land of diamond studs? Did we sell the half carat total weight? Can you just scream over the side? Then don't worry about it. Then don't worry about it. Okay, we'll deal with this later. Check and see if we signed up.
Okay, you got it.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye.